Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Menacing stranger came at her in the woods, and her laid-back dogs instantly transformed. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Thanks to her German Shepherd's protective instinct, Nancy Raidbaugh escaped a terrifying ordeal with a stranger in the woods. Nancy Raidbaugh is the proud owner of two beautiful dogs, Rue and Finn. She adopted them as beloved companions rather than for protection. But Nancy has no doubt the German Shepherd's protective instinct saved her life one day as she and Rue and Finn took a walk through the woods. And she shared the harrowing tale as a part of the Reader's Digest America's Best Pet Pals search. Nancy Raidbaugh took a stroll through some trails in the nearby woods one day. She had Rue and Finn in tow and wanted to let them have a drink, so she headed for a waterfall. But as they made their way along the trail to the waterfall, Nancy noticed a man crouching among some big rocks. She gave the man the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he was angling for a good photo of the waterfall. But as she called out a hello, the stranger began slowly approaching her in what she describes as a menacing manner. Nancy wasn't the only one picking up on the man's odd demeanor. Rue and Finn, who are usually two very mild-mannered German shepherds, went on alert as their protective instincts kicked in. Despite the dog's growls, raised shackles, and baring of teeth, the man continued approaching until he was just outside of their reach. Nancy stepped off the trail and told the man to pass, but he stood there glaring and said he was looking at her dogs. "I had a knot in my gut, aware of what he meant," Nancy said. He was contemplating whether it was worth trying to fight off two big German shepherds to get to me. Finally, the man begrudgingly passed and headed off toward the parking lot, but the terrifying ordeal wasn't yet over. Relieved, Nancy Raidbaugh spent a few minutes calming down. Then she decided it was time to head home. But as she approached the parking lot, the menacing stranger waited for her in the parking lot. No one else has positioned himself between his car and hers. Thankfully, Nancy had her two German Shepherds, who remained in full-on protective mode. But that didn't stop the man from making one last attempt. "I threw open the back door and tossed Rue in," Nancy recalled. "As I did so, I glanced over my shoulder and saw the man looming in my direction, with intent scrawled all over his face." Nancy instinctively grabbed Finn's collar and turned around with the German Shepherd between her and the stranger. Finn's barking and snapping teeth startled the would-be attacker and he jumped back. Nancy used that window to quick herself and Finn in the car and raced away with the doors locked. Down the road, she pulled over and called the police. They succeeded in capturing the man. He was still in the parking lot, probably waiting for a victim who did not have two German Shepherds with her, Nancy said. If not for the German Shepherd's protective instincts, this story could have had a very different ending. And Nancy Raidbaugh knows her two fur angels are a very special blessing. "Rue and Finn saved my life that day," she said. "Every day I thank God for bringing them into my life. Not only are they best friends, they are my best friends too." Our pets truly are a gift from above.
Hey, listeners. I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Mom's screams wake up 11-year-old daughter just in time to deliver her baby brother. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. An 11-year-old girl delivers her baby brother after her pregnant mom's screams wake her from a deep sleep. And God was definitely watching over this family during the intense labor. 11-year-old Cheyenne shared a very special moment with her baby brother, Kobe, one that wouldn't exist had things gone according to plan. The plan was for Cheyenne's mom, Jordan Eck, to give birth at the hospital where ongoing restrictions for COVID-19 would have likely prohibited Cheyenne from being in the delivery room. But little Kobe had other plans. Cheyenne's new sibling came nearly 3 weeks early, and he arrived with such unexpected haste, the 11-year-old girl had no choice but to step in and deliver her baby brother. Very early on a Wednesday morning, Jordan Eck's water broke, and from there, things progressed rapidly. "I thought I had a lot more time," the mom said. "I thought I had at least hours at a minimum, not minutes." With her labor coming on fast and furious, Jordan began screaming, and those screams woke Cheyenne. The 11-year-old ran into the bathroom where her mom was in labor. She also called 911 for help. But it soon became apparent that little Kobe would be arriving sooner than the paramedics. As the 911 operator walked Cheyenne through what to do, the 11-year-old girl delivered her baby brother like a true hero. "By the grace of God, everything was perfect," Mom Jordan Eck said. "There was zero complications. He came out in two pushes, and it was very easy." Once paramedics arrived, they whisked Jordan and Kobe off to the hospital, along with the father who arrived just in time for the ride. Doctors confirmed both mom and baby were happy and healthy. And Jordan, along with all who hear the story of this 11-year-old girl delivering her baby brother, stand in awe at Cheyenne's calm. "This is who she is," Jordan said. "She's an extreme person. She's ready for life, and she's always been like this." What an incredible blessing. Cheyenne certainly has a special bond with her baby brother, an incredible story to share with him once he's older.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.